This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'll tell you like this, man. Timberwolves, Timberland, Ant-Man, Edward Scissorhands, Pineapples and Spam, Boys and Fire.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Careful. Just careful.
Yeah.
The Ant-Man cometh. Austin in San Jose's like, come on. GP2 can't guard Ant-Man. Austin, it's about slowing him down, buddy. Nobody can truly guard him. And nobody can guard Steph. You got to have peoples.
We'll see.
Yeah. You got to gang
both
guard
both players.
Them.
Both players. We'll see.
Yeah.
The key, I mean, here's the thing about Edwards that is an issue. He's a hell of a passer.
Man.
And if you look at the first series, he had a bunch of games where I think 4 out of 5 games he had at least 6 assists.
Stoney, real quick, I think that's why Houston had a problem against the zone. I don't think they were a good passing team.
Yeah, now you might be right there. You might be right there. 925 on the
what we got?
Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney text line. Here's a great stat, and we'll be the judge of that. Did you know that the Golden State Warriors are the only team in NBA history that has won a playoff series at every seed position?
Wow. Now, the way our show works,
it means in their history.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
Because that would be, we believe, as an 8th seed. Okay, all right. Okay.
That's numbers are numbers are numbers. I like it.
Rick is in Oakland, and he wants to talk a little bit more about the Bay Area's own Aaron Gordon. 2 game winners already in this postseason.
AG, Steiny.
What'd I say?
Aaron Gordon. We call him AG.
Oh, my God. Sweet. What's up, Rick? Rick, bail me
What's
out.
What's up, fellas? Steiny, Guru, you guys, I wouldn't be able to get through my day without you, first off, right
wow.
there.
Thank you. That means a lot,
the
man.
The Warriors? Nah, it really does, man. You guys are the best, both of you. The Warriors is going to go through another long series, but like Guru says, I taste it.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
They're going to figure it out. And then I'll wrap it up with AG. AG was robbed in that dunk contest. I done seen Jason Richardson dunk. I done seen Vince Carter dunk. AG had the best dunk I ever seen over a mascot under his legs.
It's one of the greatest exhibitions I've ever seen in a dunk contest. Levine and Gordon. It should have been a tie. I know you probably can't remember.
No, I can't.
2 light-skinned cats just jumping out the gym. I'll never, that was Dominique Jordan in 88.
Well, Dominique won that one.
But they gave it to Mike.
That's right. I'm glad you said it. They gave it to Mike. So check this out, Goo. Anthony Edwards' statistics against the Lakers.
Okay.
And he didn't shoot it great.
No, he didn't.
Although he was
32% from 3, something like that, right?
33% from 3. No, 38% from 3.
No, that was the season. Against the Lakers, it was 33%, 33%. Yeah, 38 was the season. If you round it up, it's 39, I believe.
Straight cash, homie.
Hold on.
Yeah. I got it. I looked at her. Give me the bubble.
You know, I had a stat. Now I don't have it. Edwards was 16 for 48. So he shot 33% from three.
Not idea. Yeah.
Yeah. 33. I think he said 32.3 or something. Anyway.
Evan's laughing at
you. No, I messed up.
You oughta.
Okay. Game one. The Timberwolves won. Edwards had 21-9. Game two, the only loss for the Timberwolves. Edwards had 25-0.
Ooh.
No assists in game two.
Wow.
But then in games three, he had 8. Game four, he had 6. And game five, he had 8. So obviously, if you want to, you know, you got to try to keep him to just being a scorer.
No doubt about it.
If you can.
No doubt.
Let's go to Billy Bones. Billy Bones is in Oakland. What's up, Billy?
San Francisco. He got that one wrong. San Francisco, but it's all good. Hey. But look, man, I'm excited for this series. I feel like we matched up a little bit better, but you don't think so?
No, I do.
No?
I do.
But look, this is who we got to be paying attention to. Mm. That cat, Nas Reed, and what's that dude, Daniels?
McDaniels.
Everybody else, I mean, get him. Yeah, McDaniels. And then Gobert. Look, if Post can do half of, you know, I don't know, just being a body, a deterrent, getting him, setting some screens, pulling Gobert out, he's going to do his job. We need to play Kuminga. Stop playing with this man. Let's get his confidence up for this series. We could have used him in the last series. I'm serious with all that athleticism. We can match these guys athlete for athlete. And then we got the ace in the card with Curry.
Mm.
And we got the ace in the card with Curry. What you think?
Man, I don't know.
I ain't mad at you.
I don't know if they're as athletic as the Timberwolves. He said we can match up man for man athletically.
Well, see,
I would have to disagree with
but
that.
But my mind went straight to the others, and I feel like Moody can be Moody that we're accustomed to in pods. We can see a 12 to 16 point game from him, you know, more so than Houston suffocating defense. I could be wrong, Steiny, but who's going to check pods when they start Conley? Like, pods can, you know, we can give him the business a little bit.
DiVincenzo?
Oh, I forgot about Dante.
Yeah, don't forget about Dante. He shot 19% from 3-point range against the Lakers.
Now, don't forget about the X Factor.
Hold on.
Randall.
Now, hold on.
Finch.
Luca Garza?
No.
Hold on, Evan.
I know you like Garza, though.
He's
actually probably the only guy in the Timberwolves we haven't mentioned today.
Oh.
He's got a cousin.
Oh.
Who is this?
Nikel Walker.
Alexander Walker.
Hey, I like him. Walker. He's been playing.
Yeah, he's all right.
Why don't you go look at his log?
Hey. Watch your mouth. Here's 510 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. And this is something I mentioned early in the show.
Which is?
And I agree wholeheartedly.
Talk to me.
He says, 510, the zone will be big in this series. I feel the same way. I feel the same way. I think the Warriors are going to play more zone in this series than they did in the last series.
Well,
the
Lakers tried to implement it.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes sense if you're a little bit of an older team.
And guys like Conley and a stud, young stud like Ant and Length in regard to Reed and Randall and Gobert, Steiny, you can attack it. There's a reason you don't see much of it, you know, when it's done correctly. Point of attack.
That's why you put wrinkles in and you change the look, even though it might be similar.
But when you have Dre and Butler back there, I do like it. Like, man, those are two savants, man.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I guess. But I do think they're going to play some zone in this series. I'm talking about the Golden State Warriors. That is. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game one tonight, Minnesota Timberwolves against the Golden State Warriors. 6:30 start, 5:30 Warriors Live, and then tip-off at 6:30.
Let's
and
go.
Then afterwards is the Warriors Live post-game show. And let's get this thing started. It's the last game of the is it the last game of the second round that goes off? Cleveland lost, Boston lost. Yeah, and all three teams.
Yeah, this if the Warriors win, 4-for-4.
All three road teams have already won.
Wow.
I got to believe that'll be a message to the Timberwolves.
And what's beautiful about what we do and just Warrior fans in general, Stoddy, we'll come in here and react off of what we see tomorrow, tonight.
Yeah.
And then there's a game Thursday.
Right. Woo! And so that's why I think what we want to do is not jump to huge conclusions after one game, regardless of who wins and how it goes.
But you do understand.
I think we've learned
somebody
that
will
over
have
the years.
A 1-0 lead tonight.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's all I'm
right.
saying.
Right. And just for emphasis, you have to win four games in a best of seven. Four games.
The first 1-4.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So 1-0 means, here. I'll put it to you this way, Goo. 1-0 is like an 8-point lead in the first quarter. And it happened again last night, and you continually blame the team that wins as if they're not good, but looks like we saw a 13-point lead disappear in about 6.5 minutes. Can you believe it? Oh, my God.
What about the 20-point lead at half on the Knicks?
Say it. Boston stinks.
No,
they're defending champions, but they're gutless, right?
I'm going to be real. The game changed when Porzingis went out.
Did you think it was over?
And we all did. Stop. Except Thibodeau.
No, I didn't.
Those rims are bruised.
And what's up with that comb over? Just cut it off, Tom.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Tibbs, coach of the Knicks.
I kind of like it.
Got like three hairs up there. Like
he's got
Ludo.
The Homer Simpson.
Got that thing up. Boy.
Let's not get personal.
Look at you.
He owns it.
He got a head full.
Hey, did you see who are they? Oh, they were asking they asked Thibodeau about the Celtic tradition, and he gives this really long answer about Havlicek and Bird, and you know they've won titles in different generations. It's a franchise that you've got to envy, and they've done everything. It's incredible. And he goes, "They're only what did you say? The only I'm going to mess this up." He said something like the only void was Brian Scalabrine. Yeah, I blew it. He didn't say void. But he said the only blemish in their entire franchise history was Scalabrine. He's got a sense of humor.
Yeah. Scal.
Hell of a job on the Celtics broadcast, by the way, Scal.
I think Scal's great.
He's a color analyst.
When I think of the broadcast for the Celtics, it's just one name that comes to mind, Stoddy.
Who?
Heinsohn.
Yeah. Crybaby.
That's you're what made him great.
He's a crybaby. You're listening to 95 was. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Isn't Heinsohn the one who said Bird stole the ball?
That's Most.
Yeah, that
Johnny
was a
Most.
Radio guy.
Who's the guy that said, oh, is that why you use the word gutless all the time?
Yeah.
He's gutless.
That's what he called Lambeer. He's gutless.
Boy, that's when rivalries were real. But I like Heinsohn and my announcers to be homers. Now, like, let us know who you're with. Like Fitz. That's what I like. He's part of the team. If you're out of town listening to the Warriors, you should like to broadcast.
I live with these people.
Fitz.
I love these people. They're part of my family.
I love that, Stoddy.
Cheeks from 15. He misses it. Rebound, Parrish. He's wearing Malone.
He's wearing them. Damn. They did call Andrew Toney.
Gutless.
Let me guess, you didn't like 22.
Who?
Andrew Toney.
Now, see, this is what I'm getting at.
You didn't, because I'm about to give you his nickname, which I know
he's a Boston
know.
Strangler.
but again,
and that's just, it's a sign of the times.
The
I never hated
Strangler.
Andrew Toney.
He was good.
I went into a series and was like, we don't have anybody to guard Andrew Toney. Danny Ainge can't do it, and Dennis probably can't do it either.
DJ.
Barkley said he was the nice guy, Toney.
Yeah.
Is that what
Andrew
you
Tony?
Him? Yeah.
He was a killer on the court.
Well, but he wasn't like a, you know, an ass.
No, he's from the, I forget what college he went to, like Southwest Louisiana. Yeah. He came from a really, really small, and you know what? He was one of the best offensive players of his time. And let me tell you something, Evan. He kept it so simple. He kept it so simple, Andrew Tony. He would square you up about 18 feet on the perimeter, and he would give you a jab step.
Look at you.
And if you backed up, he'd put a jumper right in your face.
Oh,
and
man.
If you didn't go for it, he would drive by you. It was that simple.
Well, speaking of histrionics, where do you think we'll see some in the Warriors-Wolves series? Kerr versus Finch.
I don't think it's
got to be.
What? What do you mean? The matchups?
Yeah.
Let's go Bear and Draymond.
I just meant like, yeah.
Oh. I mean, that's the one everybody's talking about. Is Draymond going to be?
And Butler v. fans.
Yeah.
This was his home. Evan pointed out.
He's
not getting
had
a lot
five
of
homes.
Yeah. And apparently. Four.
But he burned four.
And apparently the last apartment he was at, he didn't leave in good condition. Mm-hmm. Down in Florida.
Yeah,
he got
see,
a new
I
home.
Wouldn't have did, I would have left that out. That's allegedly.
There was a lawsuit filed against him. Okay, so I wouldn't, you know, speculate on that unless it was true. What do we got here for sound?
We need something.
He's getting tired.
No,
running out of gas. Sorry, is that why?
Listen,
game six.
I was about to tell you. I hope you didn't watch Inside the NBA. It's had Kenny Smith went up to the board with no shoes on. Like what? We're farting. We got porta potties.
Did he have socks on?
No socks. With no shoes.
I gotta
just
believe
like,
if he kept his socks on, he would have slipped. It's very slippery.
What
in
are we
studios.
Doing, Stoney? And I like to have fun with the best of them.
It's their last year.
Oh well, you yeah, know what, exactly. Evan? You helped me out.
Remember how little you studied when you were a senior in high school? That's just
boy. Who you been talking to?
All right,
final semester, senior year.
You know what? I haven't heard this, and. Is this today about Kerr talking about Anthony Edwards, or is it from a long time ago?
I think this is
from...
Because
it says he retells.
I think this is from, I could be wrong, the Court of Gold documentary. Mm, I could be wrong about this.
Okay, this is Anthony Edwards, and this is Steve Kerr on Anthony Edwards, and if you don't know the backstory, Anthony Edwards came in for a workout with the Golden State Warriors the year they had the number two pick, and I'll let Steve Kerr take it from here.
It's a funny story. I mean, I didn't really think much of it at the time. I didn't think I was, you know, doing anything special. We were working him out. I think it was in Atlanta. It was during COVID. So, you know, nobody there. I think it's Joe Lake, Bob Myers, and me. And then Ant goes out to work out with his trainer. We're the only five people in the whole gym. And after 15 minutes of just watching him lazily shoot 15-footers, I thought, you know, when's the workout going to start? And it turned out that was the workout. You know, so I just went down there and I said, hey, can we see something more? Like, and I think he was kind of surprised. So they picked it up. It picked up the pace a little bit. And more than anything, it was just a reminder of how young Ant was. I don't think he really knew what a hard workout was at that point. He was getting started with his career. And then we had dinner that night, and Bob and I both talked about Steph and Kevin Durant and Clay and how hard they work and what it takes to be great. And he was genuinely captivated by, you know, hearing stories about those guys. But I didn't think anything of it. We went back and worked him out 2 weeks later, and the workout was way better. Like, he really went hard. And at that point, we were sure. We weren't sure after the first one, you know. And then after the second one, we were sure. And you could see he was just exploding with talent and charisma. And so, you know, that was basically the pre-draft story. And then obviously Minnesota took him before our turn. But, you know, a year later, he's telling that story about that inspired him. And it kind of caught me off guard. I didn't really realize that it was that big of a deal. But it was pretty cool that he said that. And I think it shows, you know, he's a young guy who wants to learn, wants to be great.
All right. That was Steve Kerr talking about when Anthony Edwards worked out for the Warriors brass. And
I can relate.
I forgot. Kerr's probably on his list too.
About
Anthony Edwards' list.
Dude, that's wow. Kerr was like, let me stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. All right, let's head out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in C.J. Watson, 10-year NBA veteran. Of course, he played for the Golden State Warriors. C.J., thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let me start with the Houston Warriors series in round one. What did you think of that series and the physicality that was allowed in that series and the defense that was played?
I thought it was a great series. I think the Warriors' experience just took over, obviously, in Game 7. Obviously, Houston is going to be a team to reckon with for years to come, with the talent that they have and the youth that they have. But the experience of Draymond, of Jimmy, of Steph just showed throughout the series. And the other guys stepped up, and I think that's what got them the Game 7 win.
CJ, Warrior fans were on pins and needles, euphoria after the Game 7 win. And it's all about Ant-Man when you look at the Minnesota Timberwolves. But can I ask you, who's that other for Minnesota that, if Minnesota was to have success, has to play well in your estimation?
I think it's Jalen McDaniels. I think it's Rudy Gobert. I think it's Naz Reid. DiVincenzo also with his three-point shooting. So it's going to be a multiple of guys. But just the way Ant-Man, creates shots for himself and for others is going to be scary for the Warriors, because they're going to have to guard him not only, one-on-one, but as a team, and just kind of got to figure it out. And I think that's why playoffs is so good, because over a seven-game series, you can really figure out a player and kind of take away certain things that he likes to do, and hopefully, that can get you a win in the series.
C.J. Watson joining us on 95.7 The Game, former Golden State Warrior and 10-year NBA veteran. The Warriors are a small team, and the Timberwolves obviously have Rudy Gobert. And the one thing I'm kind of asking myself is, can the Warriors play Rudy Gobert off the floor, But then when I ask myself that question, I think, do they want to play him off the floor? How would you answer that if you heard me say that?
I think if you're the Warriors, you want Rudy Gobert on the floor. Obviously, the Warriors are small on the defensive end, so I think that's the biggest thing. But if they're going to keep switching screens and letting Steph Curry go one-on-one against Rudy Gobert or Jimmy Butler or whoever the case may be, I think if you're the Warriors, you want that matchup. And I think you'll dominate, you know, in the best of seven series. You'll win that matchup at least 90% of the time. But Rudy Gobert is a defensive player of the year for a reason, I think multiple times. So I definitely think he's giving them a definite advantage. And he's playing better this year. I think moving his feet better. So, and offensively, he's just getting easier looks.
Hey, CJ, I mean, you played in the league. So, I mean, you've seen it all. And we're looking at the Warriors, mainly Jimmy, Steph, and Dre, 37, 35, and 35 years of age. When you watched that Houston series, did you once think about, you know what, their age, and are you concerned moving forward about this run possibly with them being a bit older?
I didn't really was concerned about their age. I was really more concerned about the physicality, because over time, you know, as you get older, those bumps and bruises kind of linger a little more. you don't recover as fast as you used to when you're younger. But I definitely think the age is going to help them experience-wise, because, like I said, I think the Warriors still have a legitimate shot to win a title, especially if they can make the right plays and guys can stay healthy and the guys on the bench can get some good bench production. I think, you know, they're going to try to take Steph out of the game a lot of times to take away his threes, but if other guys can have wide open driving lanes and create open shots for themselves, it's going to help the Warriors.
CJ Watson joining us on 95.7 The Game, former Golden State Warrior, 10-year NBA veteran. And CJ, I'm looking at your playoff statistics, and you played 48 playoff games. And obviously most of them you came off the bench, but I'm looking at the minutes and, you know, sometimes you played five or six and other times you played 32, 33, 38. How does a player like you, how did you stay ready every game of every series? Because the Warriors have a player right now, Jonathan Kuminga, who's kind of in no man's land and he looks a little bit lost out there. So how did you stay engaged over the course of your playoff career, knowing that your minutes fluctuated a heck of a lot?
Just always being ready, because, Tibbs obviously, you know, plays guys a lot of minutes. It still does. He still hasn't really changed from that philosophy, but you just got to always just stay ready. You never know when your number's going to be called, and if I was Jonathan Kuminga, I would be the same way. But he's obviously, I was a little, I think, older in the position, but so just for him being a young player, trying to find his way, trying to find his role, and find his way in the league, I guess, is definitely tough, going from playing to not playing. But I would just say, just to keep his head up, you know, and just always, you know, stay in the gym. That's the biggest thing.
Hey, CJ, going back to that Rocket Game 7, the Warriors implemented zone Game 7, and I just felt like with a lot of other people, it threw the Rockets off, and they may, you know, try to use it against Minnesota. Are you at all shocked at, you know, some of the success NBA teams are having running zone?
I'm not shocked, but a lot of teams obviously just kind of hold the ball a little more. They drain the shot clock out more, and I think the zone kind of helps teams. It definitely gives them a different look, and I think definitely guys get more stagnant when they see zone. So I definitely think it's a good thing to mix it up, you know, try to kind of just junk up the game, because that's what you got to do in the playoffs. You got to throw different looks at people, especially, you know, these superstars who – maybe see single coverage or double coverage. You got to try to do something else, maybe a box and one, something like that, just to jump up the game and get extra possessions.
CJ, obviously the officiating looks different than it did in the regular season. And I'm going to ask you firsthand, can you explain the difference between a regular season game and a playoff game? Because you played in both.
Regular season, everyone's just trying to find their way. I think the difference about playoffs is it's a lot tougher to get your shot off. The refs are not going to call anything. Obviously, you can see the physicality of the playoffs is a lot different than the regular season. So you just got to play through a whole bunch of contact. You can't expect refs to bail you out. I think that's the biggest thing about the playoffs and regular season.
Do they? Do you like that part of the game? Like that, you know. I mean, the NBA kind of makes no secret of it that, yeah, the games are different in the playoffs. Do you like it like that?
I think so. I think a lot more is at stake. I mean, especially if you're a guy who can score the ball, It shows you that you can score, you know, through contact, without contact. So I definitely think it's a good thing. And then, especially for the fans too, for the viewers, it makes the game a lot more exciting because it's really, you really hardly ever see that many blowouts in the playoffs. It's really close games, and a lot of games are decided by one or two possessions. So in the playoffs, you got to be really meticulous on shot selection and the way you approach the ball and can't really turn the ball over.
Hey, CJ, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's just a question because there's so many variables that go into it. But if I were to ask you who is the best player in this series, what would your answer be?
In this Golden State series in Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
I mean, obviously, I think it's Anthony Edwards. I definitely think – I don't know if I think the most important person would maybe be Draymond on the Warriors, and then also maybe I would say Rudy Gobert on the Minnesota.
Rudy for kind of a wild card, like an X factor. Is that what that's what you mean?
Yeah, because he just brings a different tenacity, and he blocks shots at the rim, creates shots, creates havoc, and then also he's just a size that, you know, someone in the Warriors they don't really have. I think that's the only knock right now is they don't have any size.
So I got
with players who have size.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I got to tell you. I mean, you know, we're on and. In the Bay Area, right? I mean,
CJ, keeping it real.
We thought that was going to be a no-brainer Steph Curry answer. You got some Warrior fans a little shaken up.
No, I don't think Steph is I wouldn't say he's the best player. I mean, obviously, yes, he's a great player, great shooter. I mean, former teammate. I mean, I love Steph, but obviously, Anthony Edwards is the up and coming. I mean, he's trying to take out every idol that he used to idolize. So he's. You know, I think Steph is next on the list.
CJ, I got to ask you this about last night's game 1 between OKC and Denver. And I told my partner, I'm just mad that Denver ran their coach that won a title for whatever reason at the juncture they did. And then they get past the Clippers and then they win game 1 in the fashion that they did over OKC, who toyed with the league this regular season. Walk us through your thought process on how that game played out. Were you shocked?
I was shocked. I was watching the whole game. I thought OKC would run away with it, especially that beginning of the fourth where they were up like 15 or something like that. And the Nuggets just never quit. They kept going. You got to give a shout out to Coach Adaman, who's one of my former coaches. So he's doing a great job. I definitely think it was crazy how they fired the coach a couple weeks before the season started, playoffs started. So, but you know, they stuck together. They got one of the best players. It's not the best player in the league, you know. Leading that team, and all those other guys just follow his lead, and they stick together.
CJ, great stuff, man. Thank you so much
for
joining us. Also, I want to remind people that CJ is the founder of the Quiet Storm Foundation, and I know he's written some children's books. So keep up the good work, CJ, and thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Go Warriors.
Yes, sir. CJ Watson.
I got to tell you, Stoney, he was great, but I'm a little stunned at his answer. He said it to the best player in the series. I hope Curry, we can get that to Curry, but I get it. But the more accomplished player is Steph.
Yes. Steph's got a better resume.
But that's not what
he's
I asked,
more accomplished.
Who's the best right now? Damn. He said, obviously, Evan. Obviously, Ant.
Yeah, there was very little hesitation.
I guess that's what I'm dealing with.
But he also said at the end, go Warriors. Like he's just telling it.
That was too late.
Well. Right. He's telling you how he sees it.
A lot of YouTubers like, wow, I'm surprised at his answer. He kept it real.
He is the quiet storm.
Ant-Man, Stoney, this is a bear form, no?
For who?
For, you know, like let's just say the Warriors win this series. We don't know.
I think the Timberwolves got to trade him.
No.
Well, what are you saying?
If he can add Jimmy, Steph, and Dre to this list that he has, it's his league, man.
Well, he's also going to have to put either Jokic or Shea on it too, don't you think?
Well,
no, I.
He's going after the old guys first.
Well, I guess that's what I'm getting at. Jimmy about to turn 36.
When?
Bring it up. I saw it here coming in.
September.
Thank you, Evan.
What day in September? That's my month.
Your day.
Do we share a birthday? Me, Jimmy Butler, and myself?
I don't like where you're.
September 26th?
Yeah. You guys got probably the same sign. That actually makes a lot of sense now thinking about it.
What are you talking about?
You do.
Your personalities are similar.
No doubt.
Yeah, but.
We didn't figure it out.
415, who's going to guard Julius Randle?
Oh, man. It's got...
On the Boxer and Gerson work injury.
Let me tell you who it's not going to be. Post. He'll be toast, honey. He's light to tell. I like Post.
Did you do that on purpose?
No.
Post is toast?
No, I tell you, I used to rap.
No, it was pretty good.
I mean, game 7, he was milk post.
I work with some special people.
Man. You really do.
You get it?
You really do.
Milk post?
Right. There's a word called milk toast. That's
Boy, quick thinkers.
That means bland.
Yeah. CJ said Ant-Man.
Aw.
Way he said it, Steiny.
Triple down.
I feel like the final score was given to us somehow in game one. Not at all.
Let me go look at the text line and see how mad everybody is.
Oh, they're hot on the YouTube chat.
Steph has literally been to 10 Western Conference playoffs.
Let's see.
Anthony Edwards hasn't won-ish. Let's see.
Oh, man.
Dude was just being honest. All right.
It'll all come out in the wash.
We'll go to 26 today.
It'll all come out in the wash.
All right. Let's go to didn't this guy call yesterday? Javi and Vacaville?
A couple days ago.
Hey, what's up, Javi? How you doing, buddy?
Well, it's only Tuesday, so it had to be yesterday.
No, it could have been last week.
Yeah. How you doing, Mr. Daryl the Guru Johnson?
What's up, baby?
So I want to make a correction. I didn't say Anthony Edwards is 6'8". I mean, his wingspan is 6'8", 6'7". He has a long wingspan, so we don't have a lot that we can defend with.
Javi, we were talking about that all day yesterday, so I'm so glad you cleared that up. That was a big topic for the rest of the show.
Hey, I hear the sarcasm in that. That's real tight. Now, my question that I wanted to ask is, the prognosis on GP2, I don't like to ever say things on the air that are, not factual. That's why I corrected that. But he is still questionable to go.
Right.
So along with Kuminga and along with GP2, wrong, right, or different, one of the two are going to be available. Let's put the rise on the table. Shout out to the guru. What are we going to do when he enters the game and he has 20 touches per half? Are we just going to sit there and just, like you said, hopefully we let everybody else get taken away, and then we just – because I just don't think – especially coming off of a Game 7, Buddy Hield thriller, don't you feel like the game plan should be throw GP2 at him, even if he's not feeling the best, or at least give Kuminga a start, or are you just going to continue to see, hey, throw Kuminga in there, randomly, like whenever he gets rotated in, is just, all the, pleasure of the coach. I don't think that's setting him up for success going into, if we're fortunate enough to get to the Western Conference Finals. I don't see that. I mean, I think this is the time to implement him in the game plan defensively with your schematic coverage. What do you guys think? And is GP2 good to go, or what do you guys think? It's all flip, coin flip still?
Evan gave us questionable a few hours ago.
Thanks, Javi.
Yeah, hopefully that changes. But damn, Stoddy, this is real. Like, they missed him Sunday. Obviously, they got through it, but it's just funny how I just assume guys are going to be available, but if somehow he wasn't, I got to believe Kuminga's going to get some run at him. Guy Santos, you got to just show him different looks, man. Guys is good. You just try to throw the kitchen sink at him, right?
Yeah,
and some zone.
I don't see Kuminga on Edwards.
Now tell me why. What's eating at you? Besides him not performing. The tail of the tape is there to where you'd be like, Kuminga, get up, man. You got 5-6 fouls. Come on.
I mean, I see him getting quick fouls against Anthony Edwards.
It's got to be Moody to start.
And
right?
I also think, just where Kuminga is right now.
You said no man's land. I thought you kind of hit that.
I mean, I guess if you get into a situation where you're a little bit desperate, you try Kuminga on him. But I'm with Evan. It's got to be Peyton and it's got to be Moody to a large extent.
Then Moody would be back in the starting lineup, right? Not Buddy. What about Buddy? We've been talking about his defense here lately, guys.
I'll tell you what, Evan. I'm not laughing.
Yeah, you're smiling. I'm not laughing.
I'm every smiling. Series is different. Buddy might not be as effective in this series.
Which is a possibility.
Well, if he is as effective in this series as he was in the last series, I think the Warriors win. Because he had three difference-making games.
You would want that, right.
Philmo Mike.
Mike.
What's up, Philmo? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I need the listeners' help real quick. I'm frying some chicken. So I just need some tips on frying chicken. I'm trying to be the greatest chicken fryer of all time. And I love just frying little party wings. It takes like 20 minutes, and it's delicious. Anyway, though, I'm kind of disappointed in you, Steiny. You didn't ask enough C.J. Watson questions because, you know, the Warriors, Golden State Warriors, has a great history with the G League and the D League. And C.J. Watson was that boy. And I was kind of surprised about his answer because him and Steph is actually kind of close. Also, Anthony Morrow, they kind of close. I'll be following them. But anyway, with that being said, he not lying about Anthony Edwards may be the best player in this series. There's nothing wrong with that. What I think is the greatest accomplishment is that Steph Curry is still considered one of them boys, and he like 37, 30. He hella old.
Yeah.
Like, you have to look at that too as well. So I just wanted to say that, man. And I love C.J. Watson, man. He's one of my – people mention like random Warriors. C.J. Watson was one of the ones, and he went to the Bulls. I know about C.J. He's
look a at Mike. Guy, man.
Yeah. Thanks, Philmo. Appreciate
Mike
the call.
Cooking that chicken.
I mean, here's the other thing. Who's the best player in the series? Who cares? It's going to be who plays the best
no
in the
doubt.
Series. You can have, I mean.
But Anthony's younger, obviously, and that's why Mike made an astute point, Donnie. The fact that we still can say Steph at 37, that says it all. That's the win for Curry right there.
Absolutely. All right. Coming up on the other side, short little segment. On 95.7 The Game, but that doesn't mean it won't be a beauty of a segment. 888-957-9570 to be your last crack to get in today on 95.7 The Game.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Because there's so many variables that go into it, but if I were to ask you who is the best player in this series, what would your answer be?
In this Golden State series in Minnesota?
Yes, sir.
I mean, obviously, I think it's Anthony Edwards.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Did he give a Brian in Palo Alto, huh?
I just heard it.
Can I one more time, E?
He got it.
No, sorry, that was BPA. Hold on. This is CJ.
I mean, obviously, I think it's Anthony Edwards.
Oh, boy. Oh, they're going to lose tonight. Warriors win this, Donnie. But Ant-Man's 23, probably not even in his prime. That Mike hit it up. Philmo Mike hit it and hit the nail on the head. He's 37, and the fact that you still got to ponder, it says it all.
But he didn't really take that long.
He didn't.
All right. Yeah. One of the sidelights of this series is Gobert and Draymond Green. There's some sound on the board from a while ago that I haven't heard in a while, so I want to play it. I'm just going to play this, and we'll try to figure out what it's from. This is Draymond's, when he was asked about Rudy Gobert, not the player of the year, not the defensive player of the year, the second one.
This is from his podcast, I think.
Okay, Draymond Green on Rudy Gobert.
The history of beef now that, between
that,
these
I messed
two guys
that up. I had the finger on the wrong one.
At least you admit
it. You have sort of a history with Rudy Gobert. Did you see his comments after the whole tussle? And what do you think about what he said, if you did?
I mean, it's 2023. You see everything these days. What's my comment about what he said?
Well, you're going to have to talk over it at some point.
Oh, no comment is a comment, right?
Oh, there he goes.
Cool.
Well, all right. We can fill him on that.
I wanted to play that with...
That would have been from 2 years ago.
Oh.
That wasn't recent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it was from
2023.
Suspension year after. Yeah, it wasn't quite... It wasn't quite what I expected. But I'll tell you what. We just heard C.J. Watson flat out denigrate Steph Curry. We had Nick Friedell on, Odyssey's NBA insider, this morning on the roast. He's got a different perspective of Steph Curry.
I don't care how many people pick Minnesota. I'm not
betting against Steph Curry.
Wow.
I'm just not doing it. And I know there are a lot of angles, and the soap opera is there. And certainly with Jimmy going back to Minneapolis, you know, they're going to be all over him, and they just cannot stand Draymond. There's a lot of fun stuff for fans to get into.
All right. Hey, Nick.
I believe that too, man.
Nick, we had former NBA player CJ Watson on, and we asked him who the best player in this series is, and he barely hesitated and said,
I mean, obviously, I think it's Anthony Edwards.
What do you think, Nick?
And Edwards is awesome. His time is coming. It may be here right now, and that will probably be, as far as storylines of this series, is a little bit of a torch pass possibility if he comes out and just dominates. But as we start this series, if you ask me which guy would I want more right now for this series, give me Steph Curry. Ant Edwards is the guy you'd want to build around. He's the guy that so many people in the league would take right now over anybody because of his age, his talent, the ability to continue to get better and better. Right now, in this moment, give me Steph.
All right, so there it is, 50-50.
No, but I get, like, it's one of those things, Donnie. The Rockets impressed me by getting off the mat when it was 3-1. By winning those two games, taking it to a game seven, I gave them props. Like, I didn't even think you had that. But I'm with Nick. Like, until I see it, I won't believe it. And I just somebody's asking here on the YouTube chat, what's Steph's stats against Minnesota? Todd Packer, he's asking. The last three games against Minnie, obviously no Jimmy, 30 points plus.
So okay.
That may have nothing to do with tonight, but, you know, he's going to lead him, Steiny, and now he's got Jimmy Butler with him, so we'll see what goes down tonight. But I can't wait to hear the pre and post on the availability of Gary Payton the second, man.
Real quick, guys, yeah. I have some NBA news that might interest the show, because friend of the show, according to Sham Sharani of ESPN, B.J. Armstrong has just been named assistant general manager for the Chicago Bulls.
Good for B.J.
Right.
Wow.
Did he tell you that, Sonny?
No.
You going to call him?
No. I'll text him.
I like BJ. Good for him. Back in the game. He never left, but he was doing the little.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my bad. Sacramento Kings, not the Bulls.
Get out of here.
I like that more now. I might meet him.
That changes things.
That means Doug Christie's out after a month.
He just got a deal.
That's exactly right.
They're not going to rip that up. Dougie. BJ and Macramento. Watch out, league. Now get Fox back. That killed him.
That's not going to happen.
You got Bulls happen. West. LaVine and DeRozan.
Go ahead and so what's your – you're going to make a prediction on this game?
Oh, yeah, I got Warriors in seven.
Or on the series?
Yeah, Warriors in seven, Stoney. Right. And
take it to the bank.
Nikki is – Ferdale just captured what I'm – like, until I see it, I won't believe it. And what's yours?
What's my what?
Take all your personal stuff and where you work.
Next question.
Evan, we got to just give us something, Stoney. If I get Willard and Dibbs in here, they're coming in here for the crossover. They're going to give me a number.
Sure. No, they will.
Yeah, but I want you to.
Maybe. What do I got? I'll just give the Draymond Green.
Always a fun game.
I'll tell you like this, man. Timberwolves, Timberland, Ant-Man, Edward Scissorhands, Pineapples and Spam, Boys and Five.
I just can't.
All right.
Yeah. What do you got?
All right.
Do it for your hometown.
I think the Wolves are going to win the series.
How many?
Well, that's the problem. I feel like they could win it in five, but that's too fast. So then I go six, but that means the Timberwolves win the series on the Warriors' home court.
Well, you're right.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. I got my man to give a prediction, Evan. My day is done.
I'm
going to
say.
Well, he's being honest. He can't.
Yeah.
You know.
He'll be there Saturday night.
And Monday.
I'm going to have to say six, even though.
All right. Minnie and six. I got Warriors in seven.
All right. Come down my road, everybody.
They don't have an answer for both Jimmy and Steph. That's what I believe.
Okay.
Because the second best offensive player for the Minnesota is Randle, right? We both agree.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I don't think anybody would expect you to pick against your head coach, you know?
If they were coached by somebody else, I think I might still pick the Timberwolves.
So you'll be staying at the – you got double beds at the Four Seasons?
They don't
that's
stay
your
there.
That's dude.
It's a St. Regis.
Finch has a cot for him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they don't – they don't.
Four Seasons.
They rough that's it what, on the road.
Wow.
They're like Muhammad Ali going up to Deer Lake.
Dude.
No distractions.
That's a pretty good call.
All right. Yep. I did it. You're welcome.
Shit.
There it is. I took a lot.
I'm proud of you, Stein.
Yeah,
we used to have a – let me stop.
And, you know, we're going to find out how mature Warrior fans are.
No, it's real. But we used to have – I got to be careful here because my wife said never complain about the job at the job. But we used to have a graphic –
that's the only time
where
you really
all our hosts, we'd have our face and our predictions.
Yeah, I hated that.
That's
cool. And you know I hated it? Because I got baited into Dallas in six, and then I look at everything – and Ray Ratto says, Warriors in 11.
Right. You're right. I forgot.
I'm like, wait, I could have made it a joke.
I forgot. Exactly.
I believe it was actually Kings in 9.
Yeah, it was. Oh, man, I miss Ray.
Morgan Stewart on the YouTube chat. Why is Steiny always betting against? I don't bet.
Well, you have.
Yeah, but not. I haven't bet on the Warriors in forever.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
These drugs are not for me.
All right. Hey. All right, guys.
Dude, what a show.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
We gotta go, but that segment was brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.